This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, has been sentenced to 47 months in prison for tax and bank fraud charges. During a hearing in Virginia Thursday, the 69-year-old Manafort asked Judge T.S. Ellis for leniency. The judge said the 19 to 24-year sentence prosecutors had asked for was excessive. Manafort does have to pay a $50,000 fine and more than $24 million in restitution. A jury convicted Manafort last year on 8 felony counts for hiding income from U.S. tax authorities after he earned money working as a lobbyist in Ukraine. After Thursday's sentencing, his attorney Kevin Downing made a point of saying the charges have nothing to do with his work for Trump.
I think most importantly, what you saw today is the same thing that we had said from day one. There is absolutely no evidence that Paul Manafort was involved with any collusion with any government official from Russia.
The sentencing capped a stunning downfall for Manafort, a prominent figure in Republican Party circles for decades, who also worked as a consultant to such international figures as Angolan rebel leader Jonas Savimbi and former Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos. President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen is suing the president's company for failing to pay his legal bills, AP's Warren Levinson reports.
Michael Cohen says the Trump Organization promised to pay his legal bills, but it stopped after federal agents seized the papers of the former Trump fixer last spring. Cohen's lawsuit says he was paid $1.7 million to cover legal costs. But since the payments stopped around the time he raised the possibility of cooperating with prosecutors, he's run up another $1.9 million in legal bills. Cohen's scheduled to report to prison in May to start serving a 3-year sentence for tax crimes, lying to Congress, and campaign finance violations.
Warren Levinson of AP. This is VOA.